Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
mighty indeed. Come on, everybody, shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come on and give God our praise, glory, and honor, because it's worthy to be praised. Amen. Father God, we just want to say thank you, God. Heavenly Father, we ask that you let your glory, Lord God, rise upon each of us according to Isaiah 62. Amen. We ask you, Lord, to rise over each of us and let your glory be seen on each of us right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we ask you to cover each of us with your glory and your presence. We tell you your word today that we can do it for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And we declare and declare joy right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We declare and declare victory today over all our situations and circumstances in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for being with us, Lord God. Never leave us nor forsake us. We say thank you, never yet still we thank you. Come on, everybody, and shout. Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory. Come on, my dear, carry the Lord, shout out my higher. If you trust God for the miracle, come on and open your mouth and just say, thank you, Lord. I receive the miracle of healing. I receive the miracle of being set free. I receive the miracle of being free. I receive the financial miracle right now. I receive the miracle of making a way out of nowhere. I receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, we thank you. Come on and make a joyful shout to the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Serve the Lord's presence right now with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not ourselves. We are his people and the sheep are his pastors. Come on, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Welcome, everybody, to the shout. Hallelujah. I just thank God for this day. Amen. For this is the day that the Lord has made. How many know that you got new mercy and new grace? You're not riding on yesterday's mercy and grace. You're not riding on last week or last night, but new mercy and new grace. And just thank God being in that place of being grateful and knowing that God is able to do all things but say. Welcome, everybody, to the shout. I'm your host, Prophetess Tisha Antel Manning. I welcome you today, this Thursday, May 27th, 2021, that God has kept you in this new time, new hour that you've never seen before. Amen. And guess what? You'll never see it again. Amen. But we thank God for the opportunity. Hallelujah. While you still have time, why don't you just decide today to surrender all over to God? Give God all that you have. For Jesus did it all on the cross. Amen. Not just for me, but for you, for the believer and the non-believer. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for being who you are. Come on, let's shout. Open up your mouth and shout glory. Hallelujah. Go ahead, sister, kind of give God our praise, glory, and honor. Shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Sister Connie.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello? Okay, good.
Yes, ma'am.
Good evening, everyone. I just, I'm driving, but I wanted to get on and shout just a little, just to thank God for the continuing blessings that he's been bestowing upon my family. And,
amen.
I appreciate it, and I thank him faithfully every day. Every day I get up, I have that little talk with him in the mirror. As I'm washing my face, I have a talk with him all through my day at work for little things that be popping and cropping up, and thanking him because he be handling them before I even get a chance to handle. So I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, throughout the day. Just having a prayer of thanksgiving and thanking God for what he's doing, what he's done, and what you're expecting, God, to do. Just thank you, Father God. I already know that you're going to do. So, Father God, I thank you that I'm already here. I thank you, Lord God, that you've already made a way out of nowhere. I thank you, Father God, for every breath that I take, oh God. Just a little bit of things that you find to be little somebody else needs right now that we take for granted. Amen. The breath that we take, the beat of our heart, knowing that someone, hallelujah, took the last breath. Amen. Someone beat for the heartbeat for the last time, but God has kept you, amen. It is not you that have kept yourself, just giving God all praise, having a prayer of just thanksgiving, amen. Hallelujah, glory to God. Come on, Sister Doretha Jones, give God all praise, glory, and honor, shout glory. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I thank the Lord for watching on me last night. He woke me early this morning. When I woke, I was close in my right mind, and I had a push in my limbs, and I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord for thank you all of my grandboys, my boys, Father. Thank you all of my family members, Jesus, and taking care of the land, Father. And I want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I want you all to keep on praying for me that I will get out this bed and go outside and look at the birds. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God. God bless you. God keep you. May God continue to send you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on and shout, Becky. We thank God for you here. Shout, give God our praise. Glory to God. Shout, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just want to thank God for seeing me on my way this morning, watching over me.
Amen.
I have two tests to go through. And I know God got me hands on me. And bless my brother, Lord, for going through his counsel. And with his kidneys, Lord, and bless my brother and guide him, Lord. We're going to be all right, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God bless you. God keep you. May God continue to strengthen you. Father God, we thank you for the life, health, and strength of your daughter, Becky. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, whatever that's concerning, Father God, we know that you're concerned about. So, Lord, we ask that you move speedily, Father God, concerning your daughter, God. Lord, where it seems to be no way for your daughter, Lord, make a way in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we ask for your miracle working power right now, God. Lord, let us receive miracles of breakthrough, miracles in the healing, amen. Miracles for our family members, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, let your work continue to be in our Lord God. Let us speak with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord. Bless, Lord God. Heal right now. And we just want to say thank you and we love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you, Becky. God keep you. Keep on trusting God for the miracle. Amen. All that's concerned to you. Amen. Because God is concerned about everything that you're concerned about. Amen. Come on and shout, give God our praise, glory and honor. Come to bring together, give God and come on your shout, praise and honor. Thank you, Jesus. I can't give a word together. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Good evening, everyone. God bless you.
Good evening.
You. I love you. I thank God for you. I'm excited. It's been a glorious week. Thanking and praising God for all his blessings. My whole heart and soul just praises Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Everyone have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. To God be the glory.
Yes.
Thank you,
yes,
Jesus.
Lord. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. Cousin Brenda, again, we thank God for you. And Ruth, the name. May God continue to God and strengthen you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, may God bless you beyond your greatest expectations. Amen. Not just financially, but in your health, your strength, your peace, your joy, your relationships, your children, all that you're concerned about. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just having a heart just filled with joy. I'm telling you, the world can't give you the joy that God can give you. Amen. Things of the world are temporary. Temporary happiness, but the joy coming from the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on, sister Dilla. Give God our praise, glory, and honor. Shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Good evening, ladies. Glory. Hallelujah.
Good evening,
too. God, I just thank you today because guess what? He woke me up this morning. Closed me in my right mind. Started me on my way today, and I just thank you, Lord. I thank you for this good old sunshine. I thank you for finance blessings. I thank you that my kids are everything is fine. I just thank you. I'm just grateful, truly grateful.
Yes.
In spite of, I'm grateful, I'm thankful, and I love you, Lord. Amen. Glory, hallelujah.
Amen. God, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory,
just saying thankful. I think, you know, when we get to a certain age, hallelujah. Oh, there you go. Hold on, hold on. Let me let you sing now. Go ahead.
Yeah. Whatever you do in this season, Lord, I tell you every day, don't do it without me and you and you and you. I'm blessing the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Don't do it without us, Lord. Glory,
don't do without us. Hallelujah.
Do it.
Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without me and you and you and you. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm so grateful to be in that place of gratefulness. What I was saying is that when we get to, I believe when we get to a certain point in our life, a certain age, amen, you, when you've done it all, amen, you've drank all the drink, you ate all you can eat, you've done all you can do, you've done all that the world can offer you. Amen. At this point, you didn't overdose on the world, but it's time for you to get a relationship with God. It's time for you to surrender over your will to God. You've already done your own thing, your own will. So now that why you still have time to surrender all of you to God, not just some of you, not just portion of you, but all of you to God, and just watch how God do it. Watch how God step in and turn things around. Watch how God keep you, amen, beyond, hallelujah, beyond, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. And I always say, why not? give it all over to God. Why not surrender all over? See, this life is temporary. Everything concerning you is temporary. Whether it's good or bad or other, it is all temporary. Amen? In the name of Jesus Christ, but you are free, and you are free indeed. Amen? Hallelujah. God bless you. Come on now, Sister Tamla, give God our praise, glory, and shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. I'm so glad for waking up. I woke me up in my right and sober mind. I was able to get up and get dressed and do a little something, something. I have a purge report. My doctor had put me on Trulicity, and when I went to get the prescription, they said it was going to be $639. I called the manufacturer, and guess what, y'all? By God's grace and mercy, I only have to pay $35 a month for it. God is good.
Hallelujah. Hey, come on now. Glory to the Most High God. Won't he do it when you trust him? When you get in that place of resting and just trusting God. Won't he do it? Just trusting God. I said, Lord, I trust you. You get out of the place of worry. You get out of the place of fear. Get in that place of faith, believing and trusting God, operating in faith and living in faith. Amen. Live in that place. Stay in that place. Amen. And watch God move. Hallelujah. God bless you, God. Keep it. We thank you for your testimony, your show that God has done it for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Won't they do it if you trust him? Won't they do it if you let him? Amen. All you got to do is get out of the way. Sometimes we get in our own way. Amen. We get in our own way. Sometimes you got to say, let me just sit myself down and get out the way. Amen. Amen. You ever had somebody help you and they got it going on and you say, you know, well, let me just get out the way because I'm in your way. You know what you're doing. Let me get out the way. Amen. Hallelujah. We just thank you, Father God, for all that you're doing. I want to pray this prayer you all before we go into the word. It's going to go forth today in the understanding of the word of God and what the Bible says to us. Amen. As we continue to seek God each and every day of our life and to find, seek, find, ask, and receive. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus, knock and the door shall be open to you. Amen. I want you to understand you have no reason for us to fear. I was talking to someone today, and I'm always talking about the spirit of fear because God did not give us a spirit of fear. The Bible says in 2 Timothy 1:7, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind. Though we may have fear inside, but it does not come from God. This is the work of the enemy. Amen. I want you to understand that fear comes from the kingdom of Satan. It does not come from God's kingdom. So understanding that God did not give you the spirit of fear. Hallelujah. So don't receive it. Send it back to the sender. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you. God, you are our protector, our comforter, our strength, and our salvation. We have no reason to fear, and yet we fear. We expect, and we expect your smoke of fear, oh God, so often because you knew it would be one of our biggest strongholds, oh God. And Lord, we just ask right now in the name of Jesus Christ, ask ever so, God, to continue to work toward what you called us to do, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, continue to keep our eyes stayed on you, Father God, that you would keep us in perfect peace, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We confess this cutting off our breath even as we pray, amen. Forgive us for our fear, oh God. Hallelujah. Help us to see it as a sin against you, who have proven time again, oh God, that we can depend on you, amen, if we just trust you in the name of Jesus Christ, so that we come trusting you, Father God. And we know that you are stronger than all fear, God. You are stronger even than death. Amen. Remind us, oh God. Remind me, oh God. Remind our family, oh God. Again and again, give us your power, your love, and your sound mind. You are our strength, and we have no reason to fear. And we stand on it right now in the name of Jesus Christ, that we are free. And because Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, has set us free. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, and we love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. My shout today is just, I'm just grateful. Hallelujah. I'm just, you know what, you'll hear that. I'm grateful because when you learn, when you realize what the world has to offer to you versus what God has to offer to you, you get in that place of gratefulness that you don't get so caught up in what the world has and what the world is saying. You get caught up in with the things that God is saying and understanding what God has for you and understanding the purpose that God has for your life and all that God has done for you and all that God is doing and all that you're trusting God to do will be done. Amen. You get in the place of being grateful. You get in that place of joy and happiness. Even when the enemy tries to come up against you, it does not work. You're easily able to come out. You understand what it is to speak to a thing and it shall be established in your life because you're operating with sure faith. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. What I want to talk about today, you all, is to stand firm and don't let go. Stand firm and don't let go. See, we all want to discover God's will for our lives, but once we discover it, that is not the end. It is only the beginning. See, once you have your assignment from God, then you have to stand in your field as Shema did and fight until God gives the victory. Amen. See, this requires a quality that few seem to profit to possess in perseverance. Amen. See, in Ephesians 6, we are commanded to put on the whole armor of God. Amen. But verse 13 and 14 says something important. And have done all to stand. Stand therefore. In other words, after you have made all the preparations to stand, now there is one thing left to do. Stand. So this is where many people miss it. They go to great lengths to discover God's will for their lives, and they go to Bible college. They read books. They receive prophetic words. They prepare themselves in every way possible. But when their skin begins to burn with the heat of the battle, they drop their weapons and retreat. See, we are always looking for shortcuts and tips and tricks, but there is no way around this principle. See, you can be extraordinary, gifted, talented, anointed, and blessed, but without persistence, you will have little impact because the great victories are always on the other side of great battles. Amen. See, the word persevere, you all, is made of the prefix per, which means through and severe. Amen. See, victory comes severe to those who press through severe battles to the other side without quitting. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You understand, nothing comes to a quitter. Nothing comes to a quitter but a loss. Amen. Hallelujah. See, R. Alec McKenzie, who wrote extensively on the subject of time management, said that the ability to concentrate, to preserve on a course without distraction or diversion is a power that has enabled men of a moderate capability, amen, to reach heights of attainment that have eluded the genius. So they have no secret formula other than perseverance, to persevere, you all. See, Helen Hayes won many prestigious awards. I don't know if you ever heard of them during her acting career, which spanned nearly 70 years. But she attributed her success not to talent or ability. Nothing is anything good without endurance. See, Kenneth Lewis, our pastor, who developed the disease-preventing process that came to be called the pastoralization, you all, said, my strength lies solely in my tenacity. See, when it comes to fulfilling God's will for your life, perseverance is not an option. It is as imperative. Amen. So if you let go of God's calling, you will never fulfill it. So what do you do when the going gets tough? That is the question. Stand firm and don't let go. Amen. What do you do when the enemy begins to assail them from all this directions in your life? Stand firm and don't let go. What do you do when your faith, when you face financial difficulty, health problems, betrayal, abandonment, rejection, and pain? Stand firm and don't let go. My friend, the battle belongs to the Lord, and he will win it in his time. Amen. See, our part is not to question. Our part is to obey and stand firm until God gives the victory. See, never give up, never retreat, never surrender to the enemy. See, your fulfillment of God's will for your life is not only about you. It's about, hallelujah, it's also about your children and your grandchildren and the future that God's eternal kingdom. Amen. So stand and fight and endure until the end. Amen. And God will give you the victory in the name of Jesus. Do you trust God for the victory? Hallelujah, hallelujah. See, you don't go on your own strength. You go on the strength of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah to your name, God. See, you gotta have a commitment. See, you got to be committed to it. Amen. The Bible says in 1 Kings 8 and 61, your heart must be fully committed to the Lord our God, to live by his decrees and obey his commands as at this time. So many women, you all, have issues with commitment. I don't know about you all, but some women have issues with commitment. Their fear of failure causes them to drift in and out of relationships, jobs, and obligations without ever really settling anywhere. See, committing your life first to God will help you commit later to others. See, give him your love. Give him your life. Give him your heart. Amen. And ask him to help you walk out of your commitment one day at a time. Everything else will follow. Amen. One day at a time. Hallelujah. This is a life. Lifestyle commitment. This is a lifestyle that you should be committed to. Amen. Hallelujah. This is not a diet. This is a lifestyle, a way of living. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Psalm 37 and 5, commit everything you do to the Lord. Commit everything you do to the Lord. Amen. Some women can't commit, you all. I don't know if you ever met anyone like that. They just can't commit themselves to anything. Hallelujah. And some of us commit ourselves to the wrong things. But while others overcommit, see, even when your intentions are good, you can bring down your whole house of cards by trying to juggle too many things, family, social events, work, spiritual time. And some of you will find yourself with no personal time, becoming more stressed out by the moment. But ask God to help you balance your commitments in a way that is healthy for you. Then you will be free to meet your commitments head on and accomplish them with excellence. Amen. We all want to be effective in all that we do. Amen. Being effective in God's kingdom, what God has called us to do, requires a commitment. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory to God. We just thank God today that God is already moving and working in our favor, that God is already turning things around. Amen. So if you just trust God and stand, there's going to be so many things that's going to come up against you. There's going to be so many things that's going to be said, even by people that are close to you. Amen. But you got to decree and declare over your life. Amen. And even when you decree and declare, sometimes it requires you to cut some things out. Sometimes it cut some people out. Sometimes it requires you to stop going and places that you used to go, amen, because I want you to understand this, amen, the devil is busy. The Bible says wherever God is at work, the devil is too, amen. He does not stop, hallelujah. He doesn't come in dressed like the enemy, amen. He comes in dressing like a friend. He comes in dressing like a lover. Whatever you're needing, he acts that way, amen. He transforms himself to deceive man and woman, amen. He has started all in the Garden of Eden, amen, where he deceived Adam and Eve. So be careful, you all. Be careful of the trick of the enemy, amen, and his schemes and techniques. So it is my prayer that none of us will be tempted, amen, that God will, we will not be tempted by the worldly things of possession of people, conversations of this world. It is my prayer that God will increase our spirit of discernment to discern what that is good and what that is not of good, and what that is evil and what is good in the name of Jesus Christ. And that it is my prayer that God will continue to strengthen our amen, to stand firm on his word, to not fall back, amen, but to keep on keeping in humble in the name of Jesus Christ. It is my prayer that we will stay focused on the word of God, and that we keep our mind stayed on Jesus, that we will continue to operate in peace and understand that, hallelujah, it is not the world that gives peace, but the peace of God, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Have your way, Holy Spirit of the living God, right here and right now. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We love you and we need you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. What I do want to say, you all, before we wrap up here, we have about 3 minutes. Amen. I don't know what's going on with my speech, but I know that something is just the enemy. We come against the spirit of every hindering spirit right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We know the enemy be busy, so sometimes you hear my speech go a little different, and I notice it too, but I declare victory over it right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah to your name, God. But he's just mad, but it's already well. Amen. Hallelujah. But I want to say this. I was on the phone with Sister Pam today, and we were talking about, you know, just having that peace and understanding when we receive our peace from Jesus, nobody can take it away because it's the peace that the Lord has given us. But if we receive our peace from the things of the world, the minute the world takes it away, we lose our peace. So I want you all to be mindful, where are you receiving your peace from? Who are you dependent on to give you the peace? Because if you're dependent on man or woman, child, money, relationship, or whatever it is, drink, food, or whatever, the moment that thing is taken away or jobs, you lose your peace. But when you receive the peace of the Lord, when you accept that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, and you receive the peace that he gives, the Bible says, he said, I give you the peace not of the world. He gives you the peace that surpasses all understanding. He said, that I give the world can that take it away because the world didn't give it to you. But if you receive the peace of the world, then every time something happens, the world takes it away, you lose your peace. So keep the peace of our Lord and Savior who has given you the peace, and don't let nothing or anyone take you rob you of their peace because they did not give it to you. It coming from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. God bless everyone. It is my prayer. You all stay strong in the Lord. Stand firm. Don't fall for nothing. Don't fall for the trickery of the enemy, because he comes to trick you, to destroy you, to kill you, to steal from you. Amen. Hallelujah to your name, God. And we just want to say thank you, Father God, that you're with us, you all. It is Thursday. The shout out for Monday to Thursday for everybody. It's your first time with us here. We're not on Friday, so we're back on Monday at 6 p.m. here on the show. God bless everyone. Enjoy your holiday. I think Monday is a holiday. Hallelujah. But we'll still be here on the show. So if you like, join us here on the show. We'll be shouting. Join us for Sunday service. If you don't have your own church on, I want to invite you to Sunday service with us at the Gospel Public Ministries at 10 a.m. our morning service, and 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here at 845-277-9213. Amen. God bless everyone. If you're in the Houston area, I want to invite you out to our upcoming play call But come out, enjoy. It's comedy. We need it. We need to laugh. Laughter is good for the soul. Amen. God bless you all. Mother, I thank you so much. Hallelujah for all that you're doing and all that you've done, and allow God to use you and to continue to walk in the calling that God is calling you to. Amen. God bless you all. God is calling you. Hallelujah. Receive it. Just open up and be willing. God is looking for the one that is willing. Willing. If you're willing, God will just come on in. Hallelujah. Just invite him in to come on in. He'll come on in. Hallelujah. And hallelujah. Now, God bless you all. I bless you all to prosper. I bless you all to be all that God intended you for you to be. I bless you to be an encouragement for others. I bless you to be able to bless others. I bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. I bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To give as Jesus Christ does. I bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. I bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. I bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. I bless you because I love you. I bless you to enjoy peace. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray, that we come together, that we're saved. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. You all enjoy your weekend. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hi.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want
to
hear that.
Give it back to you. You give.